John chapter 14, if you have a copy of the Word of God, I hope you do. Amen. John chapter 14, verse number 1. Jesus said to His disciples, said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will be my help, on the thought of heaven. Have you ever thought about what heaven is? Have you ever thought about where heaven is? Amen. You ever thought about the magnificence of heaven? Amen. It's a place where Jesus is. It's a place where, praise God, it's that third heaven, amen, that celestial city that the Bible talks about in so many places. It's that wonderful place in the presence of God. Amen. That's what the Lord is telling us about here. And the disciples were troubled. So much I thought about this, the world in which we live in today. It's troubled, it's confused, it's confounded, it don't know, sometimes we don't know whether to turn to the right or to the left, and our hearts are troubled. But He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe in God, believe also in Me." Amen. He said, "We believe in God." Does everybody believe that He's a God? And that He's God, the God Jehovah? Amen. He's sitting at in the portals of glory in heaven, sitting in the throne of grace this morning. Amen. Sitting at the throne of grace, sitting at the throne of mercy, where the Bible tells us that that rainbow is overshrouded at the throne of grace, where God sits because of that mercy of God. He told us that He'd never destroy the world again by a flood. Praise God. And because of that, that rainbow of grace and mercy overshadows the throne of God. That God Almighty could remind Himself, praise God, like He needs to remind that His grace and mercy is extended down to you and me. I mean, that's what heaven's about, praise God. That's the place where God is. And we see the Lord Jesus Christ and to see His magnificence and His power. He said, "My Father's house are many mansions." Amen. He said, there's a lot of dwelling places in the Father's house. Lots of rooms, lots of spaces, amen, for different things. Amen. God's got a category. He's got a place. He's got something for everything. God don't ever let nothing or nobody, He never leaves them out. Amen. Ain't that exciting? That'll be exciting to us this morning. Praise God that as little as we are, God made a place for you. And He says this. He said, "Well, not so I would have told you." But He said, "I go to prepare a place for you." Amen. Do you realize that as little as an insignificant you are, that God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, has gone to prepare a place for you? Amen? He's had over 2,000 years to prepare a place. But He's getting them individually. So those people that are going out of here, praise God, they have a place prepared. Amen? Glory be to God. One day in a little while, we're going to get to go to that place, that wonderful, magnificent, marvelous place, praise God, that Jesus Christ Himself prepared. You say, "Preacher, what makes you so excited about that?" Because He is the creator and the sustainer of the universe. And if He put all this together, praise God, in a span of time, in 6 literal days, glory to God, and He said it's finished in the work of creation, what in the world have we got to look for till we get to glory? Amen. We've got something to look forward to, praise God, when we get to heaven. I wouldn't miss heaven for nothing, praise God. I don't have to worry about it. I'm going to be there. My name's written in the reservation book. Hello? Amen. Glory to God. It's good today that your name be written in the reservation book. And that you got your reservation. You made your call, election. Sure, your name's written in the book of life. Praise God that one day we can ease out of here. He said, "I go prepare a place for you." He said, "If I go and prepare a place for you," He said, "I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." He said, "I go and prepare a place for you." For you. He said, individual. For an individual like you. Amen. Jesus Christ loved you so much that He's gone to prepare you a place. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, what if I can't get there?" Praise God. It ain't His fault. It's not His fault. Praise the Lord. And we see that place called heaven. Now we have the sky and the clouds and the atmosphere that we live in. They say, well, that's the first heaven. And then we see the starry heaven where the stars and the moons and all that are. And then we see the celestial heaven. The celestial heaven, praise God, that's that magnificent place where God dwells. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, how far out there is it? Praise God. It's how far God wants it to be. Amen. Praise God. It can be far away or it can be at hand. And Jesus said, hey, listen, the kingdom is nigh at hand. He said, it's not that far away. He said, if you long for it, if you want it, praise God, you can have it. You can pull up. You can enter in. You can be part of it. If you love God Almighty and you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, if we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we can go into that place that he's prepared for us. Amen. And we see that magnified so many times in the book of John and the book of Revelation. We see that place, heaven, depicted as a physical city. Amen. It's called New Jerusalem. Amen. And we see that depicted in the Word of God. That's what Abraham was looking for. If you go over to Revelation or Hebrews chapter number 11, in those book of the saints, praise God. The book of faith, we see old Abraham in verse number 8, Hebrews 11. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which should I have to receive for an inheritance, obey. And he went out not knowing whether he went. And so he went out looking for an inheritance. He went out looking for a place. Amen. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob and the heirs with him of the same promise. But look what he says. He said, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is who? God. He said, Abraham was a looking, praise God. He went out not knowing where he's going, but he's entered into the land of promise. That promise was there, and he was looking unto God to fulfill his promise. He was looking for a city that had foundations, praise God, glorious foundations. He said, whose builder and maker was God. That's what he was looking for. Abraham was never satisfied in this old world. He was satisfied with God, but he wasn't satisfied with the world. I think sometimes we get too satisfied with the world and we tend to forget about God. If we were satisfied in God, praise God, we wouldn't be satisfied in this old world. Amen. Praise God, I'm looking for something better than the world. Amen. But we see old Abraham, he was looking for something better. If you go over to Revelation chapter 21, Revelation chapter 21, Bible says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. He said, God's going to, one of these days, God's going to make some changes in this world. They talk about global warming, things like that. Yeah, it's probably coming, but not in the way that they're thinking. Amen. God's going to melt it with a fervent heat. Amen. One of these days, God's going to purge it with fire. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't even like hot days, Brother Chris, and much less fiery days. I've done made my call lecture sure. I'm not going to partake in none of that. I'm going to go to, you say, preacher, how in the world can everybody, have you ever looked what's happening in this world? All of our farm fields is covered with broom sage. They're taking over. And now you got kutsu. Kutsu grows fast and it's growing everywhere. It's taking over everything. And in the winter, that stuff dies out. Amen? And it's just like kindling. You throw a match in that, it goes up in smoke. We better pay attention to what God's showing us. He said, nature even declares the word. Amen. God's preparing it. You say, yeah, how do you know God's going to do that? I don't know if he's going to use that. But I'm just saying that's an example of what God could use to melt this thing with fervent heat, to get us our attention, praise God, to purge this earth, praise God, to make a place. He said, to give a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw John, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So we see this New Jerusalem, we see this magnificent city that's coming down from God, out of heaven. Now, this city is unique to heaven. Amen. Praise God. It's the glorious part of God. Praise God. But how do you know, preacher? Because that's what God does to us. He comes down to where we are, praise God, so that we can relate to Him. He comes into our presence so that we can enter into Him and His magnificence. Said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. So you see how God plays this out. He brings this new Jerusalem. He puts it into place, praise God. And God begins to magnify Himself in His people. And then the Holy Spirit of God in verse number 10 begins to explain this thing out. Verse number 9. So there came to me one of the seven angels who had seven vials full of seven plagues and talked with me, said, come hither and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And it carried me away in the Spirit. That's how you get a hold of God. That's how God gets a hold of you, by the way. The Spirit of God begins to speak to your heart. You say, preacher, God don't ever speak to me when you don't have the Spirit of God. He said, if you don't have the Spirit of God, then you're none of His. We ought to have the Spirit of God in our heart to go with us and teach us, to instruct us, and show us where we're at, show us where we need to be. Amen? You're welcome. You say, preacher, I just don't feel His presence a whole lot of time. Hey, there's a whole lot of folks sitting in Bible, independent Bible-believing churches today that don't ever feel His presence at any time. Amen? So I don't get nothing out of it, preacher. Because we don't put nothing into it. Amen. Little boy said he's going home with his daddy, and his daddy was complaining about church service. So I just didn't get nothing out of that day. Little boy said, daddy, you didn't put but a nickel in. Amen. If you don't put nothing in, you're not going to get nothing out. Praise the Lord. We can't expect to get up on Sunday morning and stressed and run to the church and pray God just bless him. We ain't put in no effort, praise God, to be there. And when we get here, praise God, we ought to shout and praise God. Hey, we ought to just take a recess and just praise God. Amen? Amen. We ought to just praise God. We ought to worship God. We had a message on that Friday night. I wish you could have heard it. On just praising the Lord. Worshiping God. Amen? Praise the Lord. How much time do we spend worshiping? That's what God wants to do. That's why He's going to bring us into His presence. That's why He's made us a place so we can be with Him, so we can just worship. But preacher, that's going to get old. Hey, not when you get there and you see Jesus face to face. Amen. You're going to be so excited. You're going to be so in awe, praise God, that for about 1,000 years, you won't be able to say nothing. You'll just stand in awe because of His presence, His magnificence. And you'll realize, praise God, the reason you're there is because of Him. Because He loved you for His grace and His mercy, praise God, that He bestows on you. We're not deserving of that. We don't deserve nothing God does for us, but praise God, Jesus Christ did it all for us. He lived and loved, praise God. He laid down His life for us. But praise God, I'm glad He didn't stay dead. Amen. On that third appointed day, praise God, He got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. So glory to God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? But we see this coming down from heaven. He said, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Carried me away in the Spirit to a great and a high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Amen. So we see this great city coming down from God. He said, and it says, in verse number 8, it says, having the glory of God. Amen? Having the glory of God. So he said, there's a place that He's prepared for us, that's prepared for Him, that's received Him as our Lord and Savior, praise God. He said that the glory of God's going to be all over it. Amen? Are you hearing me this morning? The glory of God's going to be all over that place. Have you ever been in a real good meeting? And the Holy Spirit of God just come in. Boy, you got plumb full. Your cup run over. Your tears run out your eyes. You're praising God, giving Him glory. And you don't think nothing about it. You don't think about what people think, what they might say, what they might think. Praise God. You just get in there and you just begin to praise Him and you begin to thank Him and you begin to glorify Him. You begin to lift Him up. Why is that? Because His presence is real. His presence right there with you. And you get the Kate Heppich and you don't care. Amen. We ought to get the Kate Heppich and not care. Praise God. Hey, they get to sing it up in the choir. You ought to just lift up your head and say, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You say, well, preacher, if the Spirit ever moves in, what the preacher was talking about the other night. He said, we wait on the Spirit. He said that hair stand up on the back of your neck. Amen. If we wait till the hair stands up on the back of your neck, praise God, we may wait too long. Praise God, you want the hair to stand up on the back of your neck. Praise God, you just get in, get the praise in Jesus and the feeling to come. Bible teaches we don't run on feelings, praise God. We run on facts. Amen. We run on facts. We run on what we know. We run on what God tells us. And we know that God loves us and He gave us Himself, praise God, for the redemption of sin. That through Him we can be saved. Praise God, that's the way it is. So He gave us this place, having the glory of God in it, said, where God's presence is real. But now notice something about this place. This place that's called heaven. Amen. He says that there's a pure city there. In verse number 18. He said, the building of the wall of it was of jasper, that's clear stone, and the city was pure gold, likened to clear glass. Amen. Glory to God. He said that place up there, said it was pure gold, likened to glass. That city, praise God, is just glistening. It's clear, it's pure, it's undefiled. Amen. Praise God. And in verse number 21, look what he says. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Amen. She said, preacher, what's the significance of that? He said, it's pure city, and it's pure, and the street is gold. Now notice these not streets. They said the way is straight and narrow, praise God. There's only one way in and one way out. Amen. There's one street that runs through that place, that glorious place. He said that's the way that we get in, praise God. And I don't believe if we ever get there, we'll desire to get out. Amen. We won't be looking for no alternative pathways. Praise God. We'll find our place. But I want you to notice and say, he said it's pure as it was transparent glass, clear glass, as it was transparent glass. I want to say, praise God, we're going to a place that's pure and undefiled. Hello? That makes the devil mad when you tell it. Because it tells you right away he ain't going. Amen. That he's not going to be there. Praise the Lord. He's going to be left out. You know, preacher, I just can't believe God to be that way. The devil, praise God. God chose that way. The devil chose that way. It wasn't God. Just like me and you, praise God. If we choose the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, praise God, we get to go. Amen. If we deny and reject Him, we continue to live in rebellion, praise God, you'll be shut out. Amen. It don't matter what we do in this old flesh, praise God. We got to do for the glory of God, praise God. We got to do because we're saved, because we've been born again. Because Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, died for our sins, and we realize that. And the Holy Ghost brings conviction, and we confess our sins, and we ask Jesus Christ to forgive us, and He covers us with His blood, praise God, and that robe of righteousness, that's His. Because remember, our righteousness is filthy rags. You know those filthy rags they use to cover and bind up the wounds of lepers. Amen. Those that can never be used again, they got to be burned or buried. Amen. That's what our righteousness is, our rightness before God. But praise God, we're not counting on that. We're counting on the rightness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. He that knew no sin became sin for us, but He never had no sin. He was perfect man and perfect God. Praise His name. Praise the Lord. Hey, He was that perfect sacrifice that could be made for you. That's what heaven's about. It's about that perfect place. That place where there's no defilement at all. He said, well, preacher, I just don't know if I can get in. You can if you're saved. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Amen. Have your sins covered in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ? And then we don't continue in sin, praise God, because it grieves the heart of God. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit of God, He said, if the Holy Spirit of God's in us, He won't let us continue in sin. Amen. If you continue in sin, praise God, things that you know contrary to the Word of God, you better check up. Amen. Holy Spirit ought to be dealing with your heart. If He's not, then you need to be saved. He said, preacher, you're trying to get us to doubt our salvation. No, I'm trying to get you to know that you're saved. Amen. Beyond a shadow of a doubt this morning, we need to know, we need to be ready to go. Amen. They said one of our senators passed away tonight. Lindsey Graham. Just turned 71 years old, running well, just got back from Ukraine. Amen. Yesterday, the day's gone. We don't know. We don't know who holds tomorrow. We don't know if we have tomorrow. That's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation. If you're going to get your name in a book, praise God, reservation, go to heaven, you've got to know today. Hello? We've got to know today. We got to know about us. We got to know about our children, our family, our loved ones. Praise God. We got to know that we know that we believe on Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of our soul. There's some magnificent things, praise God, in heaven that we'll miss. He talks about these gates of pearl. One pearl, praise God, is a gate. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a magnificent thing. That's an awesome God. That's just showing us the magnificence and the power of God Almighty. Amen. That it's a pure place, a clean place. I don't know about you, but I've been looking at Asheville here lately. It's a filthy place. Amen. And it's getting filthier by day. Preacher, well, you know, and the people say, well, you know, preacher, this thing's going to just get better and better, and we're just going to enter into a great big utopia. Boy, the devil's got you fooled. Amen. I don't know about you, but I keep looking around. It just gets it's waxing worse and worse, just like the Bible said it would. People are becoming more vile and more disgusting every day. More wickedness is everywhere. Everywhere we look. But God said there's a place that He's prepared, praise God, where there's not going to be none of that no more. A place that's going to be undefiled. A place that we get to go to one day. Because we've been cleaned, made pure in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. We've trusted Him as our Savior. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what's not going to be allowed in that place? I'm glad you asked that. Look at 21, verse number 4. Revelation 21, verse number 4. It said, God shall wipe away all tears. There's not going to be no tears. If there's going to be any tears in heaven, it's going to be tears of joy. Amen. Amen. Tears of rejoicing, praise God. Amen. He said, there'll be no tears. Wipe away tears from their eyes. There should be no more death. Amen. We won't be weeping and crying over those that's demise, that's went out of here. Amen. That's left us behind. He said, praise God, there's some things that's not going to be in heaven. He said, there won't be no more tears. And said, there won't be no more dying. When we get to heaven, we'll begin to live. And we'll begin to live a life, a virtuous life, a good life, praise God, with Jesus Christ the Lord. And the Bible says, He ever liveth to make intercession for us. That's what He's doing now. Hello? That's what the Lord's doing now. He's making intercession for you and I. Praise God. He's finished everything else. His work is finished. It's done. Amen. Now He's just making intercession. That's His whole priority, is just looking out for us till we get there. Trying to preserve us, trying to keep us, trying to love on us in so many ways that we'll like one or two of them and we'll come to Him. Amen. Yeah. If I ask you a question, don't raise your hand. Do you love Jesus? Just think about it. Do you really love Jesus? Amen? Do you love Him as much as He loves you? He loves you enough, praise God, that He set aside His time, and appointed time right now, praise God. He's just setting to make intercession for you right now. Amen? Till the day that He can call you home, call you unto Himself, get you to where He is. That's every thought on His mind is get. Why in the world would the good God of heaven and Lord Jesus Christ love us that much? But how much do we really love Him? Heaven is a place, praise God, where God's called, praise God, where the love of God is manifest, where it's going to be real. Amen. There'll be no more of this sorrow and crying and weeping and death and dying. Sorrow be gone. Amen. There'll be no more sorrowing over the things of this world. There'll be no more sorrowing over the heartache that the world brings. It won't be welcome there. It'll not be allowed there. If you're going to go to heaven, you're going to have to leave that on the curb. Amen. Praise God. Before you go in through those pearly gates, praise God, that's got to be gone. Hello? Amen. That bitterness and sorrow, that crying and that weeping, praise God, that there's no place in that in heaven for that. Amen. He said, neither shall there be any more pain. Amen. I don't know about you, as you get older, that's something that we really deal with on a daily basis. Amen. Pain. agony. You know, what we suffer in these old bodies that we live in. Your joints ache and your knees ache. And a young lady was telling me the other day, and she's just in her late 20s. She said, "Yeah, my old knees give me a fit." And I thought, "Glory to God, you don't know nothing yet." Amen. We have aches and pains in this old world. Praise God. But one of these days, he said, we're going to go to a place and it'll be better forever. There'll be no more aches and pains. And there'll be no pain of sorrow. There'll be no pain of disappointment. There'll be no pain of rejection. There'll be no pain, praise God, of an emptiness. Praise God. We'll all be full of the presence of God in that place that's called heaven. Amen. Glory to God, I don't know about you, but it makes me want to go to more. I want to leave all this behind. It's not allowed in that city. You know, something else that's not needed in that city. They said they some things that's not really needed in that city called heaven. Look over in verse 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And they said, glory to God, we won't need the sun to warm us. We won't, well, glory, he said, we won't need the sun to make things grow. We won't need the moon to keep things in the rotation. Praise God, we won't need none of that. He said, because God Almighty and the Son of God, the Lamb of God, is going to be the light of that place. Amen. That illumination, praise God, that you and I need, going to be magnified, praise God, tenfold. Amen. Be brighter than any sun that shines. And you know, sun amazes me. I look at it every day. And you know, you're not supposed to look at the sun. Amen. So don't look at the sun. But I look at the sun every day at an angle. I don't just stare at it because they say it'll destroy your eyes. But I watch and watch it. I've been looking to see that petroleum truck pull up there and fill that thing up. Because it burns with fire, praise God. It burns with a magnificent glow every day. Amen. And throughout, I'm 62 years old, and I've been watching that thing, and I ain't seen a fuel truck pull up there yet. Amen. And they're talking about the thousands and millions of BTUs that the sun puts out, that it burns, and it don't ever burn up. It don't ever go out, praise God. It's never extinguished. Now, I'll just be honest, when I was a kid, I used to think that the sun went out at night and it come back up and reignited in the morning. Amen. As a kid, that's my simple thinking. I didn't realize that the earth is round and that the earth is spinning it's still glowing, but it's on the backside of the earth. Ain't you glad the sun never goes out? Ain't you glad the sun never quits shining? Ain't you glad that one day in a little while when we get to heaven, praise God, that God the Father and God the Son is going to be the light of that place? We won't need no other light. Amen. I want to tell you today, praise God, we don't need no other light today because He's in charge of it all. Is that through Jesus Christ, all things consist. It's held together. It's kept going. Amen. And because that through Him, everything consists, praise God, He is that light. He's that illumination. He's that power that we need. You know, it takes the power of the sun to make things grow. Amen. Amen. If you get real dark, dismal days, corn, nothing, bean, nothing will grow. It can set in and rain for days and days and days. If you don't get adequate sunlight, it'll sit there and drown and it'll never grow. We have to have the sun to grow. And the Bible says that when we get to heaven, praise God, that God Almighty and God Himself is going to light it, and the Lamb of God is going to be the light thereof. So it's going to be the only light that we need. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? You say, how do you know? Because the sun, the curse is going to be taken away. There's going to be no curse in that place, praise God. And God is sitting on the throne room of God Almighty with the Lamb, glory to God, and God Almighty, and the Lamb is going to be the light, praise God, that illuminate every one of us. We won't be walking in darkness no more. There won't be no darkness of night no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said, and the gates of that city shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Said, preacher, why ain't there going to be night in heaven? Because God Almighty and the sun are the light, praise God. And where there is, the Bible says, listen to me, there is no darkness at all. Those of you that are afraid of the dark, don't be afraid of the dark, praise God. If you're saved, you got Jesus with you. He said He'd be with you. Amen. He'll illuminate the way for you. He'll give you light, praise God, even in the darkness. In your darkness time, praise God, He'll give you that light to comfort your heart. Praise God. Amen. But we got to be ready. We got to be expected. Because in Revelation chapter 22, verse number 7, Jesus says this. He said, surely I come quickly. Are you ready? Church, are you ready today? Are you ready to go to heaven? Are you ready for heaven? Are you ready for what heaven has? Are you ready to participate in the glory of heaven? Amen. You say, well, I hope so. I'd like to be. I wonder. Amen. Praise God. We ought to know today that we love the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we love Him and we receive Him, we accept Him, praise God. He said that we would be with Him where He is. That He's going to prepare a glorious place for you. And I don't know about you, but praise God, one day in a little while, I'm going to go there to be with Him. Amen. Just as sure as I'm standing here before you this morning, praise God, in a little while, I'm going to go be with my Lord Jesus Christ. You say, how? Because it's through Him and by Him. In John chapter number 10, verse number 9, He said, I am the door. By Me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. How are you going to get to heaven, preacher? How are you going to get your name? Praise God, I go in by the door. I go in through Jesus Christ. He is the door. Amen. And so we just go in through the door. We just have Him open the door for us. He is that door. Praise God. And He said through Him, praise God, we can get in. We can have that blessed hope. Amen. Praise God. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. He says this, He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear My voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with Me. Amen. He said, if we'll just hear Him, we'll heed Him. Praise God. He said, He'll come into us and He'll sup with us. He'll be in us, praise God. We have to wonder this morning, is Jesus Christ in you? The Bible says it's Jesus Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, I believe it is, 8 or 18. He said, because Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen. Is He in you today? Praise God. That door, have you opened it up? He's beckoning to us. He's standing at the door. He's knocking. Amen. He said, to him that overcome, verse number 21 and in chapter number 3, Revelation. He said, him that overcome, will I grant sat with Me in my throne, even I also overcame and I'm set down with My Father in His throne. Jesus said, just like I'm sitting here in heaven with My Father, praise God, because I overcome. He said, what did He overcome? He overcome the obstacles of this world through the help of His Father, praise God, through prayer and supplication. God Almighty brought Him through as 100% man, delivered Him saved, praise God, as a sinless Son, promoted Him unto glory, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Praise God, to make intercession for me and you. Remember, He went up into heaven, glory to God. Amen? He went up. He said they was watching Him as He went into heaven. Praise God, they saw Him going. Amen? But we won't go to all that night. But praise God, but they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He ascended up to heaven. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for us. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Amen. He said, God's trying to speak into it. Are we listening? Are we hearing what He's saying? He said, this thing's real. It's playing out. He said, hey, when it's time, He said, I'm coming quickly. They won't be no time for getting right when Jesus steps out with that shout and the trump and come up hither. Those that's not saved, those that's never been born again, those that's never accepted Jesus as their Savior will be left behind in the most horrific time that the world has ever known. Jesus Christ Himself said, there's not a time that's ever been like it. But He said, you don't have to endure that. Praise God. He said, you can come and sup with Me, and I'll come and sup with you. Now He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession. Think about where Jesus is tonight, this evening, right now, this morning. Amen. It's 12:01. It's this afternoon. Amen. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's sitting on the throne, praise God, of grace and mercy with the Father. And He's beckoning us to come unto Him. All you weary and heavy laden, He said, I want to give you rest. He said, I want you to be with me where I am. That was His high priestly prayer when He come through the garden, praise God. He said, I want you to be with me where I am. He prayed for Himself, He prayed for His disciples, and He prayed for me and you. He didn't leave none of us out. Amen. Hey, you may feel, hey, listen to me. You may feel like you're left out in this world today. You may feel like you're all alone, all by yourself. But I want to tell you by the authority of the Word of God that you're not by yourself. Jesus Christ, the Lord, loves you and cares for you, and He wants you to be with Him forever. Amen. He don't want you to be isolated or insulated or left behind. He wants you, praise God, to have to live with Him forever in glory. Jesus was received up into heaven out of her sight. Stephen was being rocked to sleep. Amen. And the Bible said that he looked up into heaven and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen was the first martyr. He was the first one that was killed because of his faith, because he believed, because he trusted in Jesus Christ as his Savior. Amen. And while they was rocking him to sleep, amen, Stephen said, Bible said, Stephen looked up into heaven. Amen. Where did he say, glory to God. Jesus let Stephen see all the way from the city of Jerusalem, all the way through the, from our solar system, I pray God, through our heavens and our clouds, through the solar system, through the star, and see that celestial city. He got to see a peek into heaven, and he saw God Almighty, saw Him sitting on His throne, and saw Jesus Christ, praise God, get up, glory to God, in magnificent power and glory, stand up and beckon Him to come on home. Amen. 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 He said He saw Him standing at the throne of God. That place of preeminence that He had because of that, that saint of God. Those that saw Him go up into heaven, amen, they saw Jesus as He went up to heaven from the Mount of Olives. And praise God, but old Stephen loved God, wasn't afraid of the gospel. He began to preach it, praise God, to these unbelievers. And now listen, it's just like a whole lot of us today. They had no reason to not believe because they knew the law. They knew everything about what God had predicted would happen down almost to the very day and the hour that Jesus would be born. But they denied and rejected their Savior. These people in our churches today that'll deny and reject the Savior this morning. Amen. And if something happens, they'll die and go to hell, lost without God. But Jesus Christ is beckoning to us. He's that same one sitting right here, and He's beckoning us to come unto Him, begging us, pleading with us through the Word and the Scriptures and the authority of God, that none would perish, but all would come to repentance. Just realize that we're old saviors, and we need a sinners, and we need a Savior. Amen. They saw Him go up. John saw Him sitting up there. John saw Him stand up. God saw Him. Stephen saw Him standing beside the throne of grace, that throne of mercy. Amen. He was looking directly into the portals of glory. He was looking into heaven. If we could, hey, listen this morning, and I'm done. If we could just get a peek into heaven today, if you could just get a little peek into heaven, see that celestial city, see that magnificent place that God has prepared for us, it would change our life forever. Amen. It would change the way we think, we believe, we behave forever. You'd never be the same. Amen. We'd be more sincere in our worship. We'd be more sincere in our praise. We'd be more sincere in our faithfulness to Him because He's done it all for us. We would realize that heaven isn't just something that we've been told. It isn't something that the people want us to know about, but it's a real place. It's a prominent place. It's a place that's supposed to have prominence to God. A place that He's going to prepare special for me and you. I don't know about you, that place called heaven, praise God. One day in a little while, I'm going to be there. And Jesus has made the way. Amen. He's standing there at the door today this morning, and He's knocking. Amen. And he's a gentleman. He won't force his way in. He won't bust the door down and grab you and drag you off. But if you'll just open the door of your heart today and receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. You know, one day in a little while, the good God of heaven, praise God, he's going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Whether you want him to be or not, he's going to be. He's going to be the King of Kings. Amen. King of the kings. Like he's going to be kings of all the kings. He's going to be a king that supersedes any king. And he's going to be the Lord. He's going to be the Lord. He's going to be the Lord that supersedes any Lord. Amen. Whether we want to believe it, whether we want to accept it or not, he is. He's going to have a banner. So it's going to say, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That the whole world might see. Wouldn't it be good just to go ahead and just say, Lord, I want you to be King of Kings in my life and the Lord of Lords in my soul. Amen. Because I want to participate in that place that's called heaven. Amen. I want it to come down to me to where I am. I want to participate. I want to go in, praise God. And I want to see, I want to enjoy, I want to participate in the magnificence of God. Amen. The Spirit of God lays it out in a way in John's heart, and he magnified the stones and the things, and you could preach on it for 3 days. The magnificence of that place that's called heaven. That magnificence, that place, that glorious city that God's prepared, that glorious place of dwelling for me and you, where he's going to dwell with us in his presence. Amen. I don't know about you, I want to participate in that now. Today, amen. I don't want to wait till I'm demised and go out of here. But I want to participate today in the glory of God. I want to be with him where he's at. Because he desires, amen, us to be with him where he is. Amen. What about you today? Amen. Are you ready for heaven? Are you ready? Are you anticipating, praise God, that the Lord come? He said, behold, I come quickly. Come quickly. Are you ready? In other words, listen, if he was to come right now, where would you spend eternity? You say, well, Pastor Jeff, I hope I get to go to heaven. You better know, amen, that you've received Jesus as your Savior and your name's written in that Lamb's Book of Life. That's your reservation. Amen. That's your reservation to heaven. Amen. The Holy Ghost is dealing with your heart. I wouldn't put it off. I wouldn't wait. Don't matter how young, how old. Amen. If you don't know for sure that heaven would be your home, amen, praise God, I'd just get up out of my seat, I'd come to an old-fashioned altar, and I'd get down there and I'd beg God to forgive me of my sins, save me by his marvelous grace, put my faith in him, what he done on Calvary. Because he said the work is finished. The work of salvation is finished. Amen. When he laid down his life, when he yielded up the ghost, he died for the sins of the Lord. His blood was shed for your sin and mine. What about you today? Are you ready for heaven? Are you ready to go right now? If Jesus was to come, if he was to call, where would you spend eternity? There's only two places you can go, heaven or hell. Amen. Hell is a place you, and by the way, you're not annihilated in hell either. People say, well, you just go there and burn up. No, no, no. You'll be there forever. Your spirit will be there forever. Your soul will be there forever in the fires of hell. Never be annihilated, just be isolated and alienated from God in the fire and the heat of torment throughout all eternity. Amen. The alternative, praise God, is a place that's called heaven. A place where we can come into the presence of God, where we have that peace and hope, where there's no sadness, crying, no tears. Praise God, just rejoicing in the Lord forever and ever and ever. Yeah, what would that be like, Pastor Jeff? That'd be like the best day that you ever had. You know, kind of like a birthday on turbocharge. Amen. That best birthday you ever had, where you got the best cake and you got the exact cake that you wanted, you got the exact presents that you wanted. Everything was perfect. You got up, didn't even have a bad hair day. Amen. That's what heaven will be like about 100 million times over. Who would want to miss that? What about you today? Would heaven be your home if the Lord called today? He said, behold, I come quickly. Are you ready?
Are you ready today? If He come today, are we ready? Are you ready?